And this is Wikipedia Weekly, episode 50. We're not weekly, but we finally reached 50.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia Weekly. I'm your host, Andrew Lee, also known as User Fuzzheado on the English Wikipedia.
And I'm Andrew Phillips, also known as User Talker on the English, I should say, Wikipedia.
And I'm Liam Wyatt, known as User Wikilama, coming from Sydney, Australia.
And I'm Nico Montes, user the placebo effect on that on every Wikipedia now.
This is sort of an abridged episode just because it's a special episode and we're running a little short on time. They are special, but some are more special than others. Read Animal Farm if you want to get the meaning of that quote. We're here to talk about a book. It's a book you've heard about a lot in the past, and this isn't an infomercial. Rather, we're asking for your help. Andrew has a wiki where you, not us, you get to write the last chapter of the book. And talking about what he's looking for, we'll just hand the mic over to Andrew for a few minutes and let him say what he's looking for in the book.
Well, I'm sure you've all heard that I've been spending the last year or so full-time writing a book. Well, at least it's titled now, The Wikipedia Story, How a Bunch of Nobodies Created the World's Greatest Encyclopedia. And it's about you guys listening that are Wikipedia editors, and we have threatened for a while that the last chapter of this book would be something unique and something that the community could add to. And we launched this maybe a few months ago in a very, very hushed soft launch, and in the last few weeks we have tried to let more and more people know about this. So last month we announced on the mailing lists of Wikipedia L, Foundation L, and WikiN, the English language Wikipedia mailing lists, that we wanted people to come to the website to edit this story. So it's a pretty easy URL. If you go to www.wikipediastory.com, you will find a wiki, which looks very similar to Wikipedia. The instructions are very, very easy. If you go to the front page, it basically says this: the Wikimedia community is invited to collaboratively write about the future of Wikipedia. The result will be published as the final chapter of the book, The Wikipedia Story, which will be published in 2009. So while I'm writing the first 9 chapters of this book, we want the last chapter to be edited by you folks, smart Wikipedians, kind of trying to predict the future of what's next for Wikipedia. And it doesn't have to be all rosy, it doesn't have to be all gloomy. In fact, I hope that with the intelligent folks that are Wikipedians, you will come up with something that is interesting, well-written, and contains a lot of different viewpoints. And
what actually is the question? What is the topic of discussion on this last chapter?
The topic for this whole thing is very general, but the question I've asked the community is, what is the future of Wikipedia and its community? So that's the very generic
question. So not just what you want to see from Wikipedia or where do you think it will go, but a bit of blue sky, what I would like to see, what I think might happen, possible pitfalls.
Right, exactly. It is trying to prognosticate what you see in the future of Wikipedia in terms of, you know, what it will become, what about the community, what about the governance. If you want to, you can muse about what's going to be in 5 or 10 years. And as you know, Liam and I have had many, many debates on this podcast about article counts, health of the community, governance issues,
Technical issues,
all these things. So we'd love to get Wikipedians to get involved with this. You don't even have to be a Wikipedian in terms of being a day-to-day editor or even a month-to-month editor. We have invited folks who are ex-Wikipedians. We have invited people on the advisory board who are not Wikipedians per se, but are smart, like Ward Cunningham and Mitch Kapor and those folks. We've invited them to come along as well. So we want anyone who's got an informed opinion or even an uninformed opinion to help edit this book.
What are some of the examples of questions or topics being discussed right now? What are things that have already hit off?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So let's take a look at some of the things that are in the outline right now. So the general things about community health: are the policies sustainable within Wikipedia? So a lot of the things that, if you're a listener to this podcast, you've heard us talk about before, and if you've been listening to the podcast and kind of been shaking your fist saying, I don't agree, I think it's going to be this way, then this is the perfect place to put your 2 cents into what you think will be the future of the Wikipedia and Wikimedia universe. But one of the things that I did when I saw that one of the users, SJ, posted a very thoughtful comment in the mailing list. I asked him, can I just reproduce your mailing list post in the middle of the chapter here, and then people can start editing it? And he said yes. So this is another way that I'll be trying to seed content into the chapter, is getting people's mailing list posts and putting them in here. And they need to be kind of refactored into what becomes a readable chapter. But I think he came up with some astute observations. His email started, for example, with a very strong statement. He said, quote, "The wiki community is weakening. This is not inherent. We are nowhere near our potential. It's due to restriction and neglect." And he goes on to say something like this. Wikipedia L traffic is down to 15,000 a month. The mailing lists are withering in terms of how many people are on them. And I think we talked about this, what, maybe 2-3 weeks ago on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot a lot of these things are a little bit gloomy, but then there are also some more optimistic things, like that the governance issues have started to become more solid. There's a office in San Francisco now with real staffers and real professionals there. But is that
we're
also
getting the features we want?
Right, right. Getting exactly those things that we want. And the, what about the latest deals that the German folks have pioneered in terms of stable versions? Is that
yeah? There's stable versioning coming out. There's a printed version coming out, both in German. We have the office. We have much more institutional respect in terms of the world is now, or the academic world is now, more aware of who we are, what we do, and how we relate to traditional publication.
Right.
So there's certainly a lot of changes that have happened since at least we've been broadcasting.
Liam, did you hear about that story in the Sydney Morning Herald about the Wikipedia class?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Sydney Morning Herald quoted one of our panelists, Private Musings, who is also not the Wikipedia Weekly, saying basically what we said, that it's not the only source, it's the beginning of research, not the end of research, if you're doing an assignment or something. So the Sydney Morning Herald had a large spread on where Wikipedia is going just this week.
Right. Although I found quite amusing that they were commenting about, oh, can you trust Wikipedia? Is it accurate? And then the sentence where they mentioned our friend was this, quote, "The move was also welcomed by a local Wikipedia editor who writes under the pen name of Private Musing, without the S." So,
pen name.
Yeah, so there was a double typo in the sentence from the Sydney Morning Herald. Anyway, so that's, I thought that was quite interesting. It shows that, you know, Wikipedia is certainly now such an important part of the internet landscape that there are college courses now being oriented around studying it, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah, and famously that featured article number 2000 on the English Wikipedia was El Señor Presidente, I think, a Spanish book, which was written by a class at university where the marks for that class were entirely determined on the featured article or good article or whatever status that your essay received on Wikipedia, which is interesting.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought I would just really quickly tell folks who might be interested in editing the wiki, when I definitely invite you to do that. It's a little bit different than Wikipedia in that you do have to register for an account before you can edit, and that's just really simple. It's not that we want to create a high barrier there, but that means that we just need to know your name. Because we are going to license this under the CC by SA license, so we need to be able to attribute something, some kind of name, to what is written there. And I will announce right now. Go ahead.
Do you want real names or usernames?
I think what I said on the policy page, which is very short, is I would appreciate it if you'd use the same name as you use in Wikipedia or whatever wiki in the Wikimedia universe you've registered with. And as Placebo has mentioned, we now have single user login, so you should have the same name pretty much everywhere in the Wikipedia universe. But I think it would be easier for people to correspond and to talk to each other on the wiki if you used your Wikipedia name, and that would make it a lot simpler. Yeah. But I don't think we need real names. You know, I won't be a stickler about that. Yeah. So CC by SA is the content license.
Which technically probably should become Wikipedia's license sometime soon as well.
Right. They should be kind of cross-compatible. And the idea here is that even though we'll plan to freeze this chapter at some point simply because it has to go into print on paper. The idea is that this chapter can kind of evolve further beyond that. Anyone can take it and try to move it on and add to it or come up with different versions of it. And I will announce for the first time here the top 10 contributors to the last chapter I will give a free copy of the book to. So that's another incentive.
And a signed copy of that.
I will. Okay, I guess I'll sign it too. So, yes, you convinced me.
Your big scribble.
I'll ship it to any of the six continents. I won't ship it to Antarctica. I just can't afford that. But anywhere else, I will get the copy to you somehow. And
so that page again is called?
It is www.wikipediastory.com. That is the wiki. The only thing that's there right now is the wiki, and you can go ahead and edit that directly.
The chapter itself is the page called What Is Next.
Right, exactly. So
there's
really
a very large link on the front page.
Yes, and there's only really two pages in this entire wiki. One is, as Liam said, What Is Next, which is the bulk of the, which is the chapter. And then there's another one which someone suggested, which I think was a great idea, Essential Glossary. So I've actually started a list of terms that I will put into the book, because as people are reading, you know, 9 or 10 chapters about Wikipedia, it's just impossible to talk about Wikipedia without using acronyms like MPOV, neutral point of view.
RFA,
you know, and this is just going to completely overwhelm a newbie reading this book if they don't read every chapter closely. So the idea is to have a glossary at the end. So even if you are a little bit intimidated by contributing prose or text to the chapter, I completely welcome you to add to the essential glossary, which has these, you know, acronyms that we're so in love with right now. In Wikipedia.
And it wasn't just that you have there. It's also like notable people in Wikipedia, famous trolls and things like that.
Yeah, someone added trolls of note and other people. Yeah.
I thought we're going to have to get some citations for that.
Well, and also vandals of note. You need to have the communist vandal in there, I think. And Willy on Wheels.
And we mustn't forget Squidward.
Squidward
was the founder of, or not the founder, the cause of the original Tuckerbot, too. For those of you who don't know, that was the anti-vandalism Roberto bot, which sort of started that whole movement.
Oh, you're famous.
Not really.
So
I've actually, in writing sections of my thesis, my supervisor turns around all the time and says, "Well, what do you mean arbitration?" Who is this? Who is the arbiter? And I have to try and describe the arbitration committee and the and a quote unquote cabal and all this kind of stuff. So actually, I'm depending on the license of the essential glossary. Yeah. I might just nick it and put in my thesis as well. That'd be really good.
Hey, well, let's just make the glossary PD and multi-license it and be fun with it.
Well, no.
Actually, isn't there a glossary in the missing manual? Wikipedia, the missing manual.
Not sure. We can take a look. But as we've been talking, I've been adding some of these things to the wiki, as we said. So I've added arbitration committee and trolls of note. So those are now new entries on the wiki. But arbitration committee was not on the list before, so it is now. And I guess, other than ARBCOM, yes, we should put ARBCOM. Mm. And let's see. The other thing is, yes, there are some questions from folks who immediately asked me, oh, so does this have to comply with NPOV or neutral point of view? And I think that, yes, the general answer is no, because with a chapter where I'm expecting people to predict into the future and come up with some viewpoints, I don't think NPOV would be the correct way to go. But I think in that spirit, I have come up with an alternative, which is somewhat like NPOV, but allows for opinion. So I have labeled this craft, which means that I've got 5 basic things that probably you people should adhere to, but this is negotiable. You know, this is a new experiment. So I said that craft, C-R-A-F-T, stands for coherent, reasoned, and accurate. In other words, you can have an opinion as long as it's coherent. It's not like just a ramble. It is reasoned out. You give reasons for your strong feelings about things. And it's accurate, that you're not just making up stuff along the way. The accurate meaning, hopefully you'll give citations or evidence of why you feel a certain way. And that it's fair and transparent. In other words, that you're not being a sock puppet and you're not trying to influence something for your benefit. That you're transparent in what you're saying. And that you're fair. In other words, that you're not ignoring a completely, you know, the other side of the argument and being unfair to the subject or the cause that you are criticizing. So I think that's pretty reasonable in terms of coming up with a policy that allows for opinion, but still makes people responsible for what they write as
it's,
well.
It's trying to be objective, but not necessarily neutral.
Right, right. I think that's a good way of putting it. That you can have a POV, you can have some kind of viewpoint without being character assassination, as long as you reason it out and give evidence for it. So that's the general.
And even then, it's looking in the future, so there always has to be some point of view if you're predicting where you want us to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whilst Wikipedia is not a crystal ball, Wikipedia's story
is
the future, is, by definition.
I like that. I'll put that in there right now. So Wikipedia is not a crystal ball, but this is, right?
And with that, I think we're going to go leave it. We've got a roundtable, which we're going to try and create a little later this week and hopefully have it out sooner rather than later. And with that, we'll leave you to get out there and go start editing.
Yeah.
Can I just throw something in? I just wanted to put in, we had a while ago on the show, we had for a couple of episodes a topic called our favorite place on Wikipedia. Our favorite article that no one really knew about, and we wanted to sort of share that.
Right.
I found one, and I thought, this is just too good. We've got to have it. And a lot of people have seen it because it was on the community bulletin board recently. It's Wikipedia:get-to-philosophy. And who was it? Some fellow discovered this, and I think it's just awesome. His name is Mark J, user Mark space J, and he's made the article whereby if you click on the first link of any page and keep on clicking, like keep on following it through and just clicking on the first link in that article, excluding disambiguation and whatnot, you will invariably end up at the article on philosophy. It's fantastic, which really proves that no matter what it is in human existence, everything boils down to philosophy eventually.
Wow, wait, can you repeat that again? That means if you click on the first link of any page in Wikipedia, you'll eventually wind up at philosophy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Whoa, that's deep.
It's just click on random article, and you end up at philosophy. Sometimes it does take you out of the loop and sort of you get stuck going between, for example, travel and transport. Travel, transport. They're the first link in each one, so you don't get out of that. But most of the time, you just end up at philosophy, no matter where it comes from.
Holy cow!
It's great. It's really quite. There's got to be a PhD in that.
There must be something done in that. I mean, that's really cool.
It's really cool. So I just had to show you that.
Holy! It just happened before my eyes. If you can believe it, in eight steps, I went from dog. I started with dog. It's my favorite article as a starting point. Then dog, the first link is domesticated. The next one is population. And then the first link in population is sociology. And I'm starting to get nervous at this point. And then the first non-trivial link in sociology is contacts, as in brief contacts between anonymous individuals. Then it gets to social actions. And then we're in action. And then we're in philosophy, which is incredible. Yep. It is philosophy.
Any name will, or any person will go, their first link is their birth date. And the birth date then goes to calendar, and then calendar goes to, or Julian calendar or something like that. And then it ends up in sort of time and Latin and languages, and then from languages you end up in philosophy.
Wow.
That's deep.
And then from philosophy you end up in an infinite loop, because philosophy goes to ethics, and ethics goes straight back to philosophy.
Whoa, wait, how was this pointed out on Wikipedia again?
This was on the community portal.
Wow.
On the community bulletin board of the community portal, because user Mark J has apparently discovered this.
That is incredible. That is
there's gotta be a bit of research, sociological or philosophical research, obviously, philosophical research in how, because we've all sort of argued that at some point that, in the end everything comes back to there must be some unifying principle that, how physicists, for example, argue that everything that is not physics is stamp collecting. Philosophers argue that anything in the humanities that is not is philosophy, just a more precise or more practical variation.
Right.
You know,
that is
philosophy. Really, is the foundation principle of all human thought.
Now, what if you start? If what if your starting point was Naruto?
Oh, God. That'll end up at crap, and just get it stuck in crap, I think. Let's just
manga,
try that.
Manga is the first thing that comes up. Then it is comics. And we're of course, I'm not clicking on words like kanji, hiragana, like pronunciation stuff. We're talking about the first non-trivial, or the first significant link. Then it's graphic. And graphic,
yeah, it doesn't include disambiguation and right. And pronunciation stuff.
No.
Manga goes to Japanese.
It's going to neurons. It's going to cells. So we're going to the biology domain. We're getting to living organisms, and that's living. And going to biology.
You're going to load so much faster, and I'm just back at manga.
How come my connection in China is faster than yours in Australia? That's kind of strange.
Yeah,
it is Australian broadband. No offense.
Yeah, ask my federal member for digital whatnots.
Hey, you know what? At least you're not getting this ridiculous Canadian DMCA. Count your blessings.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Or having border guards inspect your iPod to see if it's legal.
I think I've managed to get a different direction from you. I don't know what I did, but I went from Naruto to manga to Japanese language. From Japanese language, I'm now in Japan, country, political geography.
Yeah, if you go to the Japanese one, you'll go to a different branch. I skipped over the Japanese one just as a thing. But it's completely legitimate. It's completely legitimate to follow the Japanese branch if you want. Like, I wind up going...
From political geography, go on.
No, go ahead.
Well, from political geography, it goes to, obviously, geography and then Earth. And then planet. So back to you, Fuzzy, while I load this next page.
Well, I've gotten to abstraction. Once you get to abstraction, you're done. You're pretty much at philosophy, right? So I'll give you the trail.
You have to hit the page, philosophy.
Right. But it pretty much went from Naruto is manga, is comics, is made of graphics, which is part of the visual system. It's the nervous system. It's the neuron. Cell biology. It's part of life. It's an organism. Biology, organism, again, microorganism. The eye as an organ, which is tissue in your biological organism, histology, microtome, science.
I'm in science myself. I got to science. We've connected up at science because right. I went from geography to earth science, to earth, to astronomy, and from astronomy it got to science.
Right, and then once you get to science, you're kind of down the water slide to philosophy, pretty much.
You're,
right?
Exactly, you're at knowledge, and then and epistemology, and so on.
Right. Yeah, you're kind of like...
Ta-da!
That's pretty wild.
Right, I'm going to leave it at that, unless you guys have another
example. You just blew our mind, and you're going to leave us. No, anyway, we're done. This is it. This is this week's Wikipedia Weekly Podcast. That's it. So just to remind folks, the URL for the wiki that we want you all to edit, even if it's small, even if you don't know what you're doing, just please come on by, leave me a note, leave any of us a note.
Add to
the glossary. All the Wikipedia Weekly hosts are admins on the Wikipedia Story, so they'll be happy to help you. It is www.wikipediastory.com. Hope to see you there.
Take care.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye. Thanks, Liam. That was really wild.
I don't know.